With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A notable former First Lady has died. SRN's Laura Winters reports from Georgia.
Just 2 days after entering hospice care at home, Rosalynn Carter has passed away. The former First Lady was 96 years old 6 months ago. She was diagnosed with dementia. She was married to Jimmy Carter for 77 years, the two together in hospice over the weekend at their home in Plains, Georgia. The former president, 99 years old, Jimmy Carter quoted as saying of his late wife, "Rosalynn was my equal partner in everything I ever accomplished." Laura Winters, Atlanta.
President Biden visited naval installations in Virginia on Sunday to kick off the Thanksgiving holiday week. The president also paying tribute to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel says Yemen's Houthi rebels have seized an Israeli-linked ship in a crucial Red Sea shipping route, and they've taken the 25-member crew hostage. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Iran-backed Houthis confirmed they hijacked the ship over its connection to Israel and took the crew as hostages on Sunday. The group's warning it would continue to target ships in international waters that were linked to or owned by Israelis until the end of Israel's campaign against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the crew members came from a range of countries, but that no Israelis had been on board the Bahamas-flagged Galaxy Leader. The Israeli military has called the hijacking a very grave incident of global consequence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. visiting Hawaii. He's meeting with senior U.S. military leaders and members of Hawaii's large Filipino community. This is SRN News. America is losing the war on drugs.
A new Gallup poll reveals that 52% of respondents think we're losing ground in the fight against illegal substances versus 24% who think we're making progress. 74% of adults also say the drug problem in the country is very serious. The poll comes against the backdrop of states legalizing marijuana, a move that pro-family advocates, pastors, and others have warned will only make things worse. Ohio became the latest to do that this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. This is SRN News. There will be no late fees charged for this overdue library book.
And it's a good thing because this book, entitled Famous Composers, was checked out in 1919. It has just been returned to the St. Paul Public Library. It was found as someone was rummaging through a deceased relative's belongings. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter joked in a tweet over the weekend that there would be no fine. The library, like many others across the country, stopped charging late fees in 2019. Rich Thomason reporting.
Ohio State passing Michigan moved up to number 2 in the Associated Press college football poll. Number 4 Michigan also flip-flop with number 5 Florida State. Georgia remains at number 1. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says former head coach Jimmy Johnson will be inducted into the franchise's Ring of Honor on December 30th when they host the Detroit Lions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.